Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ray McGovern is our guest for another 20 minutes, long 14-minute segment coming up. We're going to talk to the callers after this break coming up in 5 minutes. I forgot to add that in Terror Storm, Ray McGovern, interviewing him in there about the very intelligence report about no WMDs, no nuclear program abandoned in 2003. That is, by the way, in Terror Storm. He's also in the upcoming film. Jason Burmes interviewed him for it, Fabled Enemies, where we look at the Israelis infiltrating our government. And we're not here to bash Israel. It's just the fact that Israel is extremely warlike and manipulating much of our foreign policy. Before Ray leaves us, maybe he can talk some about that. I mean, speaking of the devil, it's Israel driving the Iran showdown and what's happening in Iraq. And you were wanting to mention earlier the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now more U.S. troops being killed every week in Afghanistan than in Iraq. Ray McGovern.
Well, Alex, the basis of the problem really is that our leaders back 7 years ago or 8 years ago, including our military leaders, had no concept, had no lessons learned from the experience of Vietnam. And that, very simply, is you don't go invading another country and think you can occupy it and bend them to your will without having the kind of insurgency that is sure to defeat you. I mean, it happened to the British, happened to the French, and it happened to us in Vietnam. And a mere 30 years goes by, everybody forgets that. The military is not even trained to do counterinsurgency anymore, and they go into Iraq. And what they expected in terms of the reaction of the Iraqi people, I don't know, but they were really terribly naive if they thought that they could make this thing work. Now, people have to realize that it wasn't weapons of mass destruction, clearly. It wasn't ties between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, clearly. What was it? Well, I've been saying for 5 years now, it was an acronym, OIL. Okay, O for oil, I for Israel, and L for logistics, the permanent military bases that were going to be set up there that the U.S. could use to dominate that area, take care of the oil, and take care of Israel. Now, what happened? Well, there were no terrorists to speak of in Iraq before. Now there are. It's teeming with terrorists. And is Israel safer? Of course not. Will Israel be safe if the U.S. troops leave? Of course not. So it's very, very much in Israel's interest to have us embedded, so to speak, in the Middle East for a very long time to come. How best to do that? Well, the best way, of course, would be to get us involved in a war with Iran. Then we'd be there for the duration. Then there would be a draft here. Then we'd have all kinds of folks, all kinds of casualties. And it would be very easy to stir up American, quote, patriotism, end quote, to support yet a wider war. And besides all that, of course, if the Israelis look at it, they've only got 5 months. I mean, Bush and Cheney are going to be gone. And they've made it very explicit that the president has promised to take care of Iraq, as they put it, before he leaves office. So I have this window of 5 months. And if I were, you know, in that kind of frame of mind by the Israeli leaders, which I'm not, of course, but the way they look at the world and the way they look at their history, what has worked in the past is you provoke something. You provoke something to make a wider war. The U.S. is bound and determined, under Bush at least, to come to Israel's aid. And we've got a major war going where most of Iran's nuclear facilities, whether they're weapons related or not, will be destroyed. And that'll be nice. They'll be, you know, give them another 10 years. It's a terribly myopic policy that Israel is following and being sort of encouraged to follow by our government because it doesn't make Israel safer. What's learned from the last few years should be that Israel has to stop its attitude toward destroying everyone who could pose a threat and sitting down at the negotiation table like most civilized countries do and working out arrangements where people can live in peace by mutual respecting one another.
Ray McGovern, stay there. I've got one more set of questions, and we're going to calls in the final segment with you on the other side. And I'm going to ask the question, is there a difference between John McCain and Barack Obama, and will attacking Iran be the October surprise for John McCain, or does it even matter? We'll be right back with Ray McGovern and your phone calls.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We interview a lot of intelligence analysts and political experts who've been studying things for decades, and they pretty much come up with the same breakdown or similar breakdown. I want to get Ray McGovern's take on this. And basically, Israel's put this in their newspapers. They've made it known that if Barack Obama is elected in November, that they will attack earlier. They will attack during the last 3 months that Bush has in office, November, December, into January, probably right after the election. If McCain is elected, they may wait a little bit, and that's A. B, from the inside sources you have and from studying the situation, Ray McGovern, would there be a difference under a Barack Obama? I mean, earlier he'd said a lot of things. Now he's backtracking on all of them. Warrantless spying, war, all of it. He said publicly, don't just think if I get elected that Iran's off the hook. You know, we'll support something. We'll support Israel. So there are the questions. A, when do you think the war is on, if it's on, depending on who gets elected? And B, is there a difference between the candidates?
Well, let me put it this way. I see a perfect storm brewing for October, maybe September. And we're talking, you know, 1 month away or 2 months away. First off, at that point, there will only be 3 months left of Bush and Cheney. Secondly, it'll be much clearer than it is now. Nobody seems to wise up to the fact that we've been invited out of Iraq and that the surge has failed. The surge has failed because the surge was designed give some breathing space for Iraqi politicians to put it all together so that they could have a place that we could leave. So we'll be no longer in Iraq in the force we are now this time next year, and that gives the Israelis conniptions, okay? Now, Abizaid. Abizaid takes over in September. Who does he report to? He reports to Cheney. There's chapter and verse I can cite about that. It's clear that when Cheney tells him to lie, for example, about the Iranian provision, so-called, of weapons in Iraq, he lies. He can't prove it, and later the press forgets all about it. The fourth element here has to do with McCain. Now, this is not a necessary element of this equation, but my suggestion is that McCain is likely to have his numbers in the toilet by this time. They're not so good now. I don't think, with the economy just falling apart, I think his numbers are going to be so low that there will be some sort of effort to see some magical way to raise them. And what could do that better than have a wider war? I mean, if a terrorist incident would boost McCain's number, well, so much the more would a wider war. So there we have it. 3 months left. We're no longer in Iraq coming this next year. Abizaid is gone. We have, if I said Abizaid, I meant Petraeus, of course. And Petraeus is in there. He reports to Cheney. By the way, Cheney and the White House can order our commanders, like the chief of CENTCOM, which will, of course, be Petraeus. They can order them to make a war without having to go through Mullen. That's the law. The JCS, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is sort of like an information, a CC on this order. The White House can bypass that and simply give the order to Petraeus. So what we have here is a very delicate situation. I'm looking at it mostly from the Israeli perspective, because I've become convinced that Mullen is probably strong enough, that is, the uniformed military is probably strong enough to resist an order from Cheney and Bush to start the war themselves. But once the Israelis, because they're the ones that feel this is their last best chance...
Once they pull the trigger,
we're in there with both feet, and the president has promised. You know, he keeps calling Israel our ally. There is no mutual defense treaty between U.S. and Israel. People should know that. So if the Israelis want to get us involved in a big war, we should tell them, as Mullen has repeatedly told them, not to do it. The only problem is, Cheney tells them, yeah, go ahead and do it.
So, Ray McGovern, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but from what you're saying, I'm getting that the intel you're getting, and just looking at the scene, you're saying October is the prime time. You're thinking they may move before the election, not thinking they'll have the political power as complete lame ducks to attack after the election.
I think that's likely, and there's the business about helping McCain. You know, they would think that would enhance his chances.
And we've had Republican memos. We've had his chief advisor salivating over a war or a terrorist attack.
Yeah, so all those things, but now, you know, this is guesswork, pretty much. This is an estimate on my part. Others whom I respect fully expect this kind of thing to happen, and the way I suggest it will happen, but not until after the election when McCain has already lost. I'm less persuaded that that's likely. I think it's more likely to have an October or even a September surprise.
So the debate within your colleagues isn't if they're going to attack, but when they're going to attack.
Most of us feel that an attack is more likely than not, yeah. And, you know, Alex, just to take two steps back here, you know, since when is it respectable for a country to have open discourse about, oh, I wonder when our country will attack Iran? Do you think it would be before the election, or maybe it would be better after the election? I mean, it used to be. I mean, I'm not all that old, but I remember a time when attacking another country was
illegal,
frowned upon, you know? I mean, what's become of our discourse here, where we just simply say, well, we'll attack Iran, the only question is when? That's awful.
So it's a foregone conclusion. Ron Paul says on the Hill, the only debate is, will the U.S. immediately aid Israel in the first attack, or once the attack begins and Iran no doubt responds in some way, then they'll shriek and say, you know, like an elephant to a mouse, oh my God, they fought back. This is the greatest crime in history. And that they're, he says, colleagues he's known for decades are walking around with self-satisfied smiles, talking about how wonderful it's going to be to nuke them. I mean, it's just infantile mindlessness.
Yeah, I have a lot of adjectives for it, Alex, but I can't use them on the air.
Well, I want to get to some calls, and I don't want to... You know, this is so important. We've gone further. Let's go to the bottom of the hour, Ray, and then I promise I'll let you go because I got a few more questions before we do take three or four calls that are lined up here. Looking at the Israeli mindset of, you know, intelligent, smart, but incredibly arrogant, incredibly self-assured. You know, I think it's the MO there throughout history. And but you would think that after a few thousand Hezbollah, which they're angry at Iran, they believe backing it, and obviously probably were. Kicking their butt and their supposed invincible super battle tank, and they were, the Israelis were even using, there's video of them loading nerve gas canisters into artillery, still getting beat in a checkerboard infantry defense with just rocket-propelled grenades. How does Israel think they can take on Iran if they can't even beat a Hezbollah militia?
Well, that's just it, Alex. It wouldn't be Israel taking on Iran. It would be Israel and us. And that's what they would depend on. Is there a risk there? Well, it depending on how they judge the relative credibility of Mullen on the one hand, who has said, you know, don't start something like this because we're not going to get in there with you. And particularly don't have the kind of provocation that happened with the USS Liberty. He even raised the USS Liberty incident with the Israelis.
Oh, that's incredible. Flesh that out. I mean, so much is happening daily that I mentioned that but hardly covered it Monday. Yeah. Talk about that. That's incredible.
You know, well, he gratuitously said to the Israelis, look, you know, you almost sunk the USS Liberty on the 8th of June 1967. We don't want that to happen again. So, you know, you got to be really careful. Now, he didn't come right out and say, whatever you do, don't think you can sink one of our ships and start a war between us and Iran. But that's the way he put it. Now, for a naval officer to finally raise this with the Israelis, after our Navy has been so cowardly, and I say that word advisedly, so cowardly, and our administration and Congress have been so cowardly not to protest to the Israelis for the deliberate killing of 34 seamen and the deliberate wounding of 171 seamen on the 8th of June, 1967. You know, to have an admiral finally raise this gives me some courage, gives me some hope that this guy's got nerves of steel. The only downside about all that, of course, is that, you know, they can look at Mullen and they could see him protest as he has three times since he was in Israel that, you know, we don't want a third front. We don't want a third front. I mean, he's protesting, not that the Israelis already told those. He's trying to tell Congress. He's trying to tell the White House, no, not a third front, okay? But who are the Israelis listening to? Well, I know who they're listening to. They're listening to Dick Cheney, and they're listening to Elliot Abrams and all those idiots that started the war.
They've never been intelligence. They've never been in the military. They are literally divorced from reality.
Yeah, and they don't really care much, you know. If this whole idea is about inserting U.S. bases in that part of the world, if it's about having special rights or special control over the oil, well, they'll give it their best shot. And if it doesn't work, well, they go out of office in January. They go off to hunt and live in Crawford or wherever, and it'll be left for the rest of us to pick up the pieces.
Well, you talk about the economy imploding. Every analyst, I mean, I've seen no one who has said that it's going to make the economy better. In fact, everybody we've talked to, economists say that this will probably push into a depression.
Well, you haven't talked to the military-industrial complex, I'll bet, Alex, because they stand to make mega bucks out of a new war. No, you're quite right. I mean, it would be a disaster. And what I can't quite figure out is why the European leaders, and even Russia and China, to make an extent, seem so blasé about all this stuff. I would expect, maybe it's being suppressed, but I would expect them to be speaking out very loudly.
Well, the Russians have said they're letting us get into something that'll destroy us. It's kind of seen as, well, let the idiots do it.
I'm afraid that's correct. And besides, if the price of oil goes up, so do the Russian treasury.
All right, I'm going to talk to Ray McGovern during the break. Earlier he said I could have him as long as I wanted, but I don't want to abuse his time. But this is all so important, what we're discussing here. So much is coming out. I'm going to talk to him during the break and see how long he can stay with us so we can take calls. Stay with us, Ray McGovern. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, you're fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns.
Ray's going to be with us till 45 in.
You that build the death planes.
Again, I just state the fact that it's so amazing they're using the Army to spy on Americans and provocateur and private goons, no doubt, to go threaten people's wives for news websites and to threaten me and just all the craziness. How do these people not know they're the bad guys? Well, they've bought into, we're doing the right thing, terrorist hit us, and we got to shut everybody up that's against the war. We got to ban protests because it's against the war. I'll never forget the Deputy Attorney General in the Oakland Tribune, just about, well, right on the eve of the Gulf War, the second one in 2003, And I'll never forget Mr. Calhoun in the paper saying, we're going to ban protests statewide because this war, this was a Democratic deputy attorney general, the war is against Al-Qaeda. And so protesting a war against Al-Qaeda is aiding terrorists. And so we're going to ban protest. That was in the Oakland Tribune. I read it over and over again on air. We even tried to get him on the show. It was an official press release we got from him, press conference he gave. You know, that's the attitude. That's the chilling effect they want, really, in both parties. And Ray McGovern, we're going to the calls here in a moment, but that's my final question for you before we go to calls is, do you see any hope if a Barack Obama is elected? Because I, frankly, see pretty much lockstep by the Democrats. I mean, they'll say one thing to their constituents to get elected with what's popular, but their actions show that they are lockstep with whatever this administration is.
Yeah, Alex, I would see it more as their rhetoric. Some of the things that have disappointed me greatly about Obama is his felt need to kowtow to the Israel lobby and say extraordinary things like Jerusalem should remain united and under Israel control. I mean, those things are so patently pandering to the lobby that they disappoint me greatly. Now, if he came into office, you know, it's always a matter of compared to what. I mean, look what McCain would have us do. Stay in Iraq forever? You know, well, not forever, just 100 years. That's not hyperbole. That's the way he sees it. And that, you know, our commitment in Iraq is going to so roil the American people over the next couple of years if it continues that we will have the equivalent of an insurrection, and then you're going to see a repression full time. So,
well, McCain just said, as you know, 2 weeks ago that, oh, we're going to have a national draft if we're hit by terrorists again.
Yeah, yeah. So you can see where they're coming at things. McCain, I don't think, can really think in geopolitical terms. And Obama has said a couple of things indicating that he realizes that, you know, the roots of terror, the swamp in which terrorists breed, have to do with grievances that they consider to be legitimate, and many of them are legitimate. If you don't address those, you know, it's like shooting mosquitoes coming out of the swamp rather than draining the swamp.
Why do you think that the Republicans put somebody forward like McCain? I mean, the guy has the charisma of a June bug. He doesn't, I mean, he comes off as completely mentally ill.
Well, you got a pretty wife, and look at the others. I mean, it's compared to what? I mean, the others were, you know, I watched the others, and I, you know, I'll spare any comment on them, but here's McCain. You know, the surge, you know, his big thing, of course, is the surge. And what people don't realize is that the president himself was very specific when he explained the reason for the surge. And I quote him, it is to create breathing space to help make political reconciliation possible. Now, that's what he said. Now, if that was the real intention, then it hasn't been achieved because just yesterday, the Iraqi parliament went on vacation for a month without approving an election law, without approving an arrangement to share the oil revenue, without approving anything. They're no closer than they were 15 months ago.
And they've asked the U.S. to leave, proving that that they're running nothing. And on top of that, they admit what the surge really is paying off the different factions hundreds of millions apiece every few months. And I was talking to a special forces colonel when I was up in D.C. covering things, and I literally had the spooks asking me if I planned anything violent and then introducing me to the special forces colonel with his high and tight haircut. It was going, and they started trying to sell me, Ray. I mean, this is, I guess, like they were the KGB trying to recruit me there in the restaurant. It was ridiculous going, you know, Alex, the surge is working. And I go, you're paying them all off. And they went into telling me how great it was. I mean, that's how amateur it is now, Ray, is the guys that are following me one day are then coming up to me trying to be my friend in the bar the next.
Yeah. Yeah, what most people don't realize, and we said this, some of us said this from the start, is the surge had one purpose, and that was to avoid a definitive defeat for U.S. forces before Cheney and Bush left office. In that sense, it's worked beautifully for them. You put 30,000 more troops in there, you're going to prevent a definitive defeat. You'll have over 1,000 more U.S. men killed, but you'll be able to go out of office saying, well, we didn't lose it.
All right.
It was the next administration.
Here we go to your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust, and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Very thankful for Ray McGovern giving us this much time today. Just Google his name, Ray McGovern, and click the news function on Google or web and find hundreds of great articles written by him, analysis, radio interviews, TV interviews. He's in my film Terror Storm. Get it at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Please get Terror Storm Final Cut. Make copies of it. Get Loose Change Final Cut. I produced Truth Rising, Endgame. I want you to get them. I want you to make copies. I want you to educate friends and family. These are fire-and-forget info weapons to unlock minds. We better do it. A lot of people are making big sacrifices to bring you this information, and we have a fighting chance if we speak out, if we cause a revolution of information and understanding, which we're seeing starting to happen. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us on air. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and get the films and books. We have a big online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio, holding patiently for Ray McGovern. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Hi, Ray. I want to talk about an important article on informationclearinghouse.info, a comment entitled Covert Ops to Overthrow Iran's Government. Covert Ops to Overthrow Iran's Government. I just want in passing mention that I believe that Obama, as he's often referred to on WSWS.org as the best asset the neocon warmongers have and the Democrats as their best asset, because they are colluding. And I think that if we're going to protest at the Democratic convention, we got to cut through all of this nutty stuff about him being some kind of a progressive or a leftist or a Marxist. This is insane stuff. He is, as you said, slavishly pushing every bit of the saber-rattling and whitewash of Israeli aggression, persecution, and saber-rattling. And I think that has to be exposed. That has to be the constant theme, that the Democrats and Obama are the best asset for Bush warmongering. But at, this article on information clearinghouse.info, I want to preface it by saying that I called George Norrie last week, and I brought up this outrageous plan to kill American soldiers and false flag us into a war with Iran. I've also mentioned on national programs, Terror Storm promoted that. I'm on the left. I have disagreements with Mr. Jones, but I was appalled to hear probably the most rabid neocon Israeli agent, CIA agent, warmonger on the Monday program, Jerome Corsi. And this article on information clearinghouse.info details a lot of his connections to some of the most Israeli operations, the Israeli Zionist operations, the Central Intelligence Agency, though he denies it. His propaganda that would make even Cheney blush with shame, that the Iranians have got a bomb that they want to plant in the United States in New York and blow us up an atomic bomb. This kind of stuff is the worst kind of arson propaganda. And I would hope that Mr. Jones, who's doing such great work in exposing all this, will not sabotage his own efforts in that
respect. We have Dr. Corsi on, who you can't prove is a CIA operative. I disagree with him on his stance with war, but I disagree with Naomi Wolf. I'm not a leftist. But I have a lot of different views, a lot of perspectives on this show. Okay, and so obsessing over that all day. We're trying to give people a wide spectrum look at things. But thank you for the call, John. Do you have any comments on that, Ray McGovern?
Yeah, John and Alex, I find it really interesting that John would be citing informationclearinghouse.info, because that is John Feely's website, the one that we started talking about earlier today. So he's getting a smattering of all manner of different perspectives from that website, and it is crucial that stay up and that we do what we can to prevent him from being further harassed. Now, as far as the Democrats are concerned, I would, if you're going to go to Denver and protest, I would protest against Mrs. Pelosi and Jay Rockefeller, both of them well aware of the covert actions on torture, on illegal eavesdropping, on A, B, C, and D of all this. And they were fully briefed, and they not only approved, but they clapped their hands, and they kept it all secret from the rest of us. And so you ask yourself why they're against impeachment? Simple. One of the reasons, one of the main reasons, is any thorough investigation would disclose that they were co-conspirators. They were accomplices.
Yeah, that's how tyranny works, is that once people sign on to torture or illegal wars of aggression, then they feel like, you know, they've already robbed one bank, why not rob 10 more?
Sure, and worse still, Alex, were they to deny that, well, we just happened to be monitoring your phone that day, Mrs. Pelosi, so... Don't deny this. We've got the goods on you. So it all, it all works just the way J. Edgar Hoover used to proceed, and it all works just the way we try to prevent it from working when we passed the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FISA, back in 1978 to prevent precisely this kind of thing.
Yes, let's take another call. Kurt in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Kurt.
Hi, Kurt.
Good morning. Hi, Alex and Ms. McGovern. I just want to say that you guys are American heroes of the highest order, and it's an honor to speak to you. I've been on the streets as an activist for over 16 years and trying to get people to be more vigorous citizens, because I think that is at its core what we're having here. We have 1,000 different problems, and at its core is a bunch of lazy citizens. So in that effort, we're trying to create something called the Common Sense Revival, .tripod.com. Check out our site. It's based on critical thinking and positive psychology, so that people can become empowered through clear thinking and then deal with the depression that comes as being an activist. And also I want to mention pro se legal, because I'm actually having a jury trial in the federal court against the city of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, for infringing my free speech rights. So everybody's listening, please make some signs, whatever issue that you would pick. Go
get
down
active,
your
stop. Yeah, action is victory. I absolutely agree with you, Kurt. Take care. Let's talk to Al in Los Angeles. Al, you're on the air. Yes, Al.
Back in the 1990s, under Clinton, wasn't there some military guys that some top military men that defected to France and a couple and some others that were killed over, like, Montana or something?
Well, your phone's really bad, sir, but you're talking
about... Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right. Back in the 1990s, did you ever hear about some top military guys that defected to France and some others that were assassinated in some plane crash over the... Or some northern states?
No, I remember them blowing up Treasury Secretary Ron Brown's plane, and then the head coroner in the Army said that they'd been shot in the head, and others had been. They clearly had some type of black ops on board the plane. They shot everybody and then remote-controlled it into the side of a mountain. I mean, murder is just part of the way this government operates, but without specifics, I don't know what you're talking about. Ray, are you aware of any of that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, anything else, Al?
Yeah, second question. What does God's kingdom mean to you?
What does God's kingdom mean to me?
Yeah.
Well, I really don't know what you mean by that question, sir. We're here talking about trying to stop what could potentially lead to a world war, world depression, a police state here in the U.S. that's being geared up. And, you know, I am a Christian, but I don't really get into all the thousands of different denominations and debates that go on. I mean, what does God's kingdom mean to you?
Well, it's quite literal. I think it's quite literal to me because I see these things as ongoing. So long as the sovereignty is in human hands, I can see tyranny rising again and again. Just like Bible prophecy talks about all these wild beasts rising again and again.
Well, listen, I agree with you, Al, but what I do hear every time we talk about serious issues is Christians call in and say, you know, it's always going to be evil. We're always going to have problems. I see all over our message boards at PrisonPlanet.com. You know, it's the end of the world. What are we going to do? Evil always comes back. Yeah, but good has always fought back against evil. And when good gives in to evil, when good men do nothing, it's when we get nightmares. And so kind of the attitude of, well, evil always raises its head again, yeah, and we always got to chop it off again. You know, we can't just pass the buck to God. Ray McGovern, you want to speak to this basic psychology?
Well, I think you're right. Evil succeeds when good people do nothing. People need further proof of that. Just look at Nazi Germany in the 30s, where people really couldn't find their voice, really couldn't... oppose what was going on and thought as long as, it was just the Jews or just the Gypsies or just the Polacks or just the Catholics or whatever, that they could hunker down and be safe. That's a good example of how not to act. And, if you profess to be a follower of Jesus of Nazareth, you have no other option than to oppose evil on the spot. That was part of his message, you know. This is what we have to do: not only do good, but not avoid evil, as the ethicists say, but oppose it on the spot.
Well, look at the prophets. Most of them were killed for fighting evil. They always put themselves between the iron fist of the state, corruption, tyranny, and the innocents, the widows. It's better to tie a millstone around your neck and be cast in the deepest sea to hurt one of the little ones. And by not fighting evil, you are an accomplice to that, and you sign your name to it. Two final calls. We're going to let Ray McGovern go. It's been an amazing interview. Very thankful for him. Claire in West Virginia, you're on the air, and then Jim.
Yeah, hi. This is Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi. The main thing, and it was weird because I took a day off work today, and I usually listen to rebroadcasts, even though I wanted to call in the past. This happens to be probably one of the most interesting shows I've heard. I was thinking of all these different questions, and then you mentioned Jay Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm from West Virginia. I never supported Jay Rockefeller. I don't understand how the state ever let this New York millionaire in. But I wonder if you could give me a little more information so I could pass this on, because I haven't really followed as much what he's been doing.
Well, he acts like he's against the war and torture and all this, then he signs on to it, right?
Yeah. He, as you probably know, is head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he recently to his credit, they came out with an exhaustive report saying that the president lied us into war by distorting, by manufacturing so-called intelligence. Now, that's to his credit. The only problem is that before he left the stage that day, he said, oh, and by the way, impeachment is not realistic. Well, now, why would a senator who has nothing to say about impeachment, why would he think it necessary to add that little footnote? Well, because he knows that if impeachment goes forward, he will be implicated in these charges because he approved them. How did he approve them? Because he was head of this committee. He was fully briefed on the torture, on the avoiding of the laws having to do with illegal surveillance. And so he's implicated chapter and verse. Besides, it took him 5 years to do this study about Iraq. He could have completed it as soon as the Democrats took.
They've got a term for it. He's covering his butt now.
Well, yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
Claire, thank you for the call. Last caller, Jim in New York. Go ahead.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jim.
First time I've ever got on. I just want to say that no matter what they do, they can't not make me a good man. I'm going to be a good man till the end. You're a good man. Good men will stand up. We're fighting a tyranny. You know that. And I believe right now we're in what I would term as a soft police state anyhow.
Yes.
Soft martial law with checkpoints everywhere, SWAT teams going into people's homes, taking guns, CPS.
And it's getting hotter. And it's getting hotter.
And it's getting hotter. Well, good people are standing together. Good people are going to take care of this. This isn't going to end badly. It's going to be bloody. But listen, there are things that everybody can do. Be responsible for yourself. I know that I'm responsible for myself. I'm a good man, and I tell everybody around me. I have a 9/11 was an inside job sign out in the front of my house. And I tell anybody who asks.
Well, that's it. They can't get us all. Yep. In closing, I got to let Ray go in a minute. Go ahead.
I just wanted to plug my website. My friends have a website, deprogram.wordpress.com. It is full of other liberty. All we talk about is liberty. We post articles.
Good. That's what it's going to take, a citizen media. I got to let you go because I told Ray he'd be gone by now. Ray McGovern, you got about 60 seconds. I want to thank you for coming on, my friend. We're glad you're beating your cancer. Everybody should pray for you. In closing comments, sir.
Well, I want to thank you for hosting me here. I think the callers indicate that they're thinking rightly about all this. And I think Jim is quite right. You know, there are enough of us, even though we seem to be in the minority. It was Cesar Chavez that used to always say, look, it doesn't take everyone. There are already enough of us. All we have to do is stop talking. All we have to do is start putting our bodies into it. Take action. And that's what I'd suggest that all of your listeners do. Think about ways that you can form small groups. I'm thinking 5-6 people. Figure it out and do what you can do in your own little environment to advance the cause of truth and then justice.
Well, that's it. Many hands make light work. And folks, it doesn't mean your little 5-6-10-man team, woman team, is going to save the world. But all of us together, exposing, educating, standing up for liberty, starting media websites, Access TV shows, calling into talk shows, local newsletters, all of it together, knowing you're bringing them down, will bring them down. It's that simple. They wouldn't be trying to intimidate people if we weren't having an effect. Support alternative media. Understand that Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and InformationClearinghouse.info, we're all being hacked and attacked and shut down and filtered. And, understand that we're on the tip of the spear. We need your support. Ray McGovern, thank you so much for spending so much time with us. I think this has been an amazing interview, and we are very thankful for your time.
You're most welcome, Alex.
Take care. All right, folks, there goes Ray McGovern. For those that missed the first hour of the show, it was amazing, too, when I went over the intimidation, the threats that we go through, that others go through, just how real this is. When you have guys in high and tight haircuts in plain clothes, block your car in a parking lot, you get out and you say, what's going on? And they say, Mr. Jones, you better keep your mouth shut or bad things are going to happen to you. You know, that was a big wake-up call for me, I guess that 8-9 years ago, longer. When things like that happen, or when you get death threats, or when things like that, you know, real ones happen, when you're being followed by special ops wearing clown masks, And that happened. A bunch of people saw it. We tried to get video of it. I believe we got some video, but we have to enhance it because they were driving by, you know, in Virginia. I mean, the government wearing clown masks? I mean, it's getting bad, folks. The government is illegitimate. It's criminal. And they're engaged in all forms of crimes. It's not enough for the government to ship in the heroin and cocaine. It's not enough for them to launder money and push Prozac and Ritalin on kids. It's not enough for CPS to be kidnapping all these children. It's not enough. Not enough to be, you know, using the dollar globally to buy up real assets for the elite and then handing us the bill. It's not enough for them. They're not going to stop until we stop them. It's just going to get worse and worse. It's like a cancer. The country has cancer. The world has cancer. And we got to cut it out somehow. All right, I got a bunch of other news, more of your phone calls. Then we got Jimmy Justice coming on, another example of what you can do. Just amazing stuff straight ahead with that. You know, it's a good feeling, though, to be committed. I mean, I'm not even afraid of these people. I'm afraid I'm not going to do the best job I can with the time I have on this planet. I'm afraid of that. But I'm not afraid of them killing me or setting me up or anything. I am committed. I know all my cause is right, and that's the end of it.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Point with secret police running around threatening women, intimidating them, threatening their children, goons all over the place. TV ads, PR, billboards worshiping the police state, government telling you how much it loves you, private corporations buying up everything. I know there's a lot of good people in government who don't want to be part of this, and a lot of it isn't even your fault. It's the degenerate, lazy, stupid population on average, but that's not all of us, and we don't deserve this, and I'm not going quietly into the night. Jimmy Justice is coming up, but I want to play some clips of him and tell you a little bit about him. Before we do that, before I cover Jimmy Justice, I've made 19 films. The newest is Truth Rising, and this film needs to be seen. I mean, 5 minutes of the two-hour film, 5 minutes of it, is New York police saying that video cameras are guns and that backpacks are bombs and saying, we know you're not terrorists, but we're going to put you in prison for it. I mean, they're so corrupt now, they try to frame you on videotape knowing they're being videotaped. I mean, it's one thing to be criminals, but it's another thing to just think that criminality is so good and is so honorable that you just do it out in the open. I mean, Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, Martin Sheen, Michael Moore, Amy Goodman, George Carlin. You know, those are some of the, quote, good guys interviewed in this film about 9/11 being an inside job. And then Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, John McCain being confronted repeatedly, John Edwards, Mitt Romney. I mean, they're all in this film. Number one, it's an entertaining film. It's perfect to wake people up to the fact of who the 9/11 truth movement is, how they're trying to demonize us, how they're trying to set us up. I get arrested in it. You know, high-quality up-close footage of what happened in New York. Geraldo flipping us off. I mean, it's just a crazy film. And it gets into the bombs in the buildings and the key evidence of controlled demolition. But that's about 20% of it. About 20% is the first responders and the deadly dust, the cover-up there. The rest is the 9/11 truth movement and who we are. It's just such an incredible film. I'm so proud of Truth Rising. I know a lot of you probably saw it on PrisonPlanet.tv, but this is an important film. Get it on DVD at InfoWars.com today. Or if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, we're about to go live in the next hour with the live feed in here, the video cam, the document cam. Then that's uploaded and posted each day if you don't want to watch it streaming live. Thousands of interviews we've done, hundreds of TV reports I've done, all my films in super high quality, Endgame 1.5, an extra hour-long film just for PrisonPlanet.tv members, an addendum to Endgame, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the members to PrisonPlanet.tv. You make what we do here possible every single day. So again, InfoWars.com, or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv, but the online shopping cart is linked there at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. By the way, I got a bunch of business stuff I'm taking care of. I won't be here tomorrow. Jason Burmes is going to be sitting in. Finally found somebody. Other people sat in and done a great job, too, but Burmes is the best, I think, at it. He'll be here Friday and on the Sunday show. I'll be back live next Monday. But fourth hour straight ahead with Jimmy Justice for 30 minutes, and then more of your calls, and then we have loaded phones. A bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to as well. But again, 888-253-3139 to call and get my films and books and the books and videos we carry. Every order gets a free citizen rule book. The big orders get multiple copies. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back with the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved